Every hunter is allowed just one turkey per season, but Department of Natural Resources biologist Steve Bax says only about 20% of the hunters actually bagged a bird this year, about the same success rate as the last 10 to 15 years. Bax says the reason hunters took home 800 more birds during the spring season is simply that there were more people shooting. Nearly 60,000 hunters registered for licenses this spring. But Bax says that's not because people are trying to feed their families in a tough economy. In fact, he says, the increase in gunmen is anything but economical.
From an economic savings standpoint, I think they would be better off walking down to the grocery store and buying a turkey in the freezer.
A spring turkey hunting license for an in-state adult marksman costs $25. Even if a hunter happens to be one of the lucky 1 in 5 to get a gobbler, the cost for a license alone is more than a typical turkey in a grocery store. And Bax says hunters can spend more.
The basics for turkey hunting in the springtime would be, of course, a shotgun of some type, generally a 12-gauge, and then probably a couple turkey calls, and then most hunters generally wear some type of camouflage clothing, and that comes just like any kind of clothing fashion. You can go from one extreme to the other.
A national DNR survey found the average turkey hunter spends anywhere between $300 and $500 in a season. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.